Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining in on this afternoon. Amen. To the Laborers for Soul Harvest Ministry, how are you doing? I'm Prophet Dale Hobson coming to you out of the West Coast. Amen. Out of the great city of Los Angeles, California. And glad to be able to come into your homes and into your automobiles and to whatever means of social media or however you're listening to this broadcast on this afternoon. We're just thankful that you tuned in. Thank you for all our covenant friends and covenant partners and those who are teamed up with the ministry. And to make this possible, we also want to give shouts out to this great producer and this great engineer, Pastor Hesley, on this afternoon. And want to thank each of you for joining in, taking our time to share and listen in and let us empower you and hopefully give you an answer to whatever issues you may be facing in your life. We know the Lord has a way of getting a word to you in an unexpected manner. And so we are appreciative on this afternoon to be able to celebrate and to bring the word of God into you. There's nothing like fresh bread off the grill from the throne. There's nothing like the word of the Lord being deposited into your spirit. It's the greatest investment that can be made in your life because it is a guarantee to bring, amen, a change. And it is going to be a great reward as you allow it to marinate in your heart and in your soul and begin to act out that word, begin to walk out that word, and begin to expect the results from the word. And God is going to see to it that his word bring to life whatever you've been believing him for. Hey, amen. I'm going into the word on this afternoon. Text somebody, email somebody, Facebook somebody, and tell them the Prophet Dale and Labor Soul Harvest Ministry is on the air. And we are ready and willing, amen, to assist you on any level that we can. And we are thankful that you have allowed us once again to deposit what God has given us into you. I want you to get your Bible this evening. Let's go to Romans 29. And Romans 29, or we may even, we want to start there on this afternoon. I think God has a word that is going to touch your life and going to cause you to be excited about what he's about to do. You know, we're going to go to Romans 9:28. Let's start there, and we will proceed. We always like to thank God for his word, amen, because his word is life-changing. I'm going to be reading from a New International Version, and the word of the Lord, Romans 9:28, said, "For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality." Now, the King James Version said, "For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make up on the work, make up on the earth." And the Holy Spirit told me to tell some of you that have been expecting of certain things from God, and you've been expecting some things in your life to come to a decline, and you've been expecting some things in your life to open up for you, some opportunities, some doors, the dreams and aspirations that you have. And my title to you on this afternoon is simple. I heard the Holy Spirit just speak to me and tell my people it's a wrap. I don't know. It's just like this. Just tell them it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And tell somebody, hey, man, you need to let somebody know, hey, man, get that in your spirit, man. When you talk to people on a later note this week, tell them, oh, girl, oh, man, got a word from the Lord, and say, it's a wrap. Whatever you're dealing with, it's a wrap. You know, that's a terminology that's used in television and filmmaking when they're done producing a movie or a television sitcom. That's how the productions sends out to the cast that the taping is finished. They use the terminology, it's a wrap. And you have to understand that your life is a predestined, pre-planned purpose from God. And God is telling you that you're in the season where he is wrapping everything up for you. And I don't care what you have been facing. I don't care what you've been going through. I don't care what you've been expecting. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that, man, according to this scripture, and we know this scripture referring to Israel and the Gentiles, and God was talking about doing a quick work in the earth, you know, through, amen, the Gentiles, and there will be a remnant left over even from his people. But God is using this text on this afternoon to inform you that what you're going through is a wrap. I was sitting at the red light last night, and I felt a supernatural acceleration of God take place. I'm sitting in my car, and I'm praying with tenacity, and I'm praying very extreme, and I'm really talking to God, and I'm pouring my heart out to him, and I'm just driving down the street. And I stop at the red light, and while I'm on my brakes, car sitting still, we had a red light, and I began to feel the supernatural of power of God. I began to sense by the Spirit. I felt like my car was moving forward. And it was with such supernatural power that I was hitting the brakes with both my feet and putting the car in drive, because it seemed like the car was moving forward. But and I had no control of what was going on. I had no absolute control. I couldn't do anything. The car just seemed like it was moving forward, and I was trying to hit the brakes because I thought the car was moving. I thought it was going to run into the people that were around me. And I cut the car off and everything. And it's still the supernatural move of God. And the Lord let me know after everything had stopped that I supernaturally moved you into the future. I supernaturally moved you into your destiny. I supernaturally moved you into the next season. I supernaturally moved you into the next level of living. I supernaturally moved you. I didn't know what was happening. I had absolutely no control of what was going on. But he assured me the car wasn't really moving. It was the Spirit of God moving. The car was sitting still when I finally realized, and really, the car was sitting in the same spot at the red light. But in the spirit realm, I felt the move of God moving the earth for his people, moving the earth for those who are chosen, moving the earth for those who have an assignment on their lives. And I'm being surprised if you experienced that, because God said, I'm speeding up time. I'm cutting my work short. It's a wrap. I'm about to finish this thing, and I'm about to come into your life. Not just as it relates to eschatology, as him coming back, getting us in the rapture. I'm not just talking about that, and that's going to happen too at some point in season. But he's talking about coming into your situation and moving you out of that situation that's been seeming like a long time. He's getting ready to accelerate you out of it. He's getting ready to speed up the process. He's getting ready to make manifest quickly for you things that have been seeming like they've been taking forever. Don't be surprised how fast God gets you in the thing he's promised you. Don't be surprised how fast you move to the next dimension of the dream and the career and the purpose and the vision and the revelation he has put inside. Don't be surprised how fast he shifts you. He said, I'm going to carry it out with speed. Watch this. And finality. That's what the New International Version, he's going to do with speed and finality. And which means the process is about to be reckoned, it's about to be completed, it's about to be finished, and it's about to be manifest in your life. I'm telling you, I was preaching on last week, it is the rise of the righteous. And I'm telling everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, the eagles are getting ready to rise. I don't care how much suffering you've gone through, you're getting ready to rise up out of that situation that you're in. Not because of your righteousness, but because of his righteousness is about to take over the storm wheel of the vehicle of your destiny and cause you to enter into it supernaturally. Only thing God was showing me in my car last night, that he was revealing to me that you driving a car this season, but I'm finna take over the wheel of your destiny. I'm going to take over the wheel. I'm finna guide you. I'm finna lead you. I'm finna take you the direction. You have no control over this. When it's time and the season, God says, I'm going to take the wheel. I'm going to turn right, and I'm going to turn left, and I'm going to go north, south, east, west, whatever direction he's about to take you. He said, I'm getting ready to take the wheel. It's a wrap. I don't care what it looked like in your life. I don't care about the relationship issue. I don't care about the business issue. I don't care about the vision issue. I don't care about whatever it is that you have been expecting God to do. The Holy Spirit is informing us that it's a wrap. Somebody needs to get excited because your normal is getting ready to change. What you've been used to dealing with is getting ready to shift. What you have been, amen, regretting sometimes, the failures and the setbacks of all of the things you've gone through, God said, I'm finna fix all of that. That's a wrap. You're not looking back because I'm finna take control of your destiny and move you forward. You are part of the rise of the righteous, and the eagles are getting ready to mount up. He said that if we wait on him, and some of us have been waiting on him a long time, he said if you wait on me, I renew your strength, you are mountable wings of it. He didn't just use that terminology for nothing. He's trying to tell you that if you wait on me, what I do is I just like the eagle, I cause the wind of my glory to lift you over and pass everything you've been dealing with. He said, I know how to take my glory and shift you. I don't care who acting a fool in your life. I don't care what kind of circumstance you're dealing with. God finna put you on the wings of his glory and shift you past every devil that's been trying to abort and stop the predestined plan that he has for your life. And I'm telling you on this afternoon that somebody need to get encouraged and somebody need to begin to shout because it is the rise of the righteous. God is getting ready to set the righteous in high places. He's going to set us in places in order to get his will done, to get his purpose done. He had to put his people in all powerful positions in these last days because he's going to make an announcement to the world that you weren't really running nothing. He's going to prove to the world, amen, I don't care. Watch and see in the future, don't we see that God put people in position. And even if they not saved going into position, he's going to fill them with the Holy Ghost. Soon as they vote them in, he's going to turn around and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And they're going to be responsible for causing godly change in different parts of the world and the country and society. Why? The Bible said when the righteous reign, the people rejoice. But sin is a reproach to any people. He said when the righteous reign, the people rejoice. But when the wicked reign, the people mourn. Sin exalts a nation. I mean, righteousness exalts a nation. I'm sorry. But sin is a reproach to any people. God is trying to tell you that it's time for my righteous ones to be exalted and to experience everything that I had already created and have always desired. It has always been God's delight for us to be on top. We always was the head, not tail. That's why he's trying to tell you exaltation is coming. Every time you saw somebody in the Bible, David, Hebrew boys, Daniel, and Esther, when you see exaltation happening, it is a sign, an indication of they finally just got in the right position. It really wasn't a miracle. It was they finally got in the right place. God is all about getting his people in the right place. But sometimes he makes us suffer in order to process us and get us ready for the rise that's getting ready to happen in your life. And I'm telling you today, I'm talking to somebody, whatever you've been going through, your financial problem, your financial issues, your setbacks, your disappointment, it's a wrap. Get that in your spirit. I want to take a praise break now and thank God that whatever we've been going through, it's a wrap. Why don't you just go ahead and praise him right now? Because it's a wrap. I don't care how crazy your kids are right now. It's a wrap. They coming to God. I don't care who's in some type of trap in their life. God's going to rescue them. Why? It's a wrap. God is saying it's a wrap. I'm getting ready to finish my work, and my work requires certain individuals to get in certain positions, and I got to move quick and move fast because I'm getting ready to finalize what I have predestined to be in the lives of best of people. Is a wrap. And I want somebody to be encouraged on this afternoon that God is getting ready to complete what he started in your life. He's getting ready to finalize it. He's heard every prayer. He heard your prayer. He heard you according to Psalms 31 and 2. He said, bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. He's trying to tell you, when I deliver you speedily, I'm trying to tell you it's a wrap. Psalms 143 and 7 said, hear me speedily. O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy faith from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. And God said, when it starts looking like it's the end of the road in some of the situations you've been facing, it's really an indication that it's a wrap. Somebody need to get excited. Glory to God. The woman in Luke 18, she kept going to see the unjust judge. But one day she showed up to court, and Jesus showed up, and, amen, looked at the judge in the face, and the day is a wrap. And I'm telling you today, glory to God, that you getting ready to see God bring trouble, situation, frustration, hard time, disappointment, setbacks, amen, failures, and he's getting ready to reposition you. He's getting ready to place you in a place you were always meant to be. That's why you had to go low so you could go high. That's why you had to feel like nothing so because you really was something. That's why you had to be broke because you really was rich. That's why you had to be empty because you really full. And get rid of the bad attitude and get rid of the bad mindset. Because one thing I found out about church people, we spend too much time, hey man, you can't expect people that go through certain things to be on certain levels and to think, hey man, exactly like you. Everybody ain't thinking like you. So everybody ain't mad at the same thing you mad at. Everybody ain't don't deal with issues the same way you deal with them. You mad over something that has no value. Hey, man, I can look at the same situation and find value. Until you learn to see value in trouble, you really ain't ready for the rise of being a righteous leader. Until you can learn how to love in spite of. Until you can learn how to continue to seek the face of God in the midst of an adversity or a situation that you totally didn't like. You're not ready to rise. Rise don't mean it's going to get easy. Rise means he putting you in the position because you can handle his people and situations and don't let it change your day, your attitude, and your spirit based upon something that you have some small mentality about. Until you learn how to grow people, you are constantly be distracted by them. Until you learn how to stay focused, people would do stuff, have you all off track because of something they did. Hey, if you're going to be great and you're going to rise, you got to be like the Hebrew boys. You got to learn how to walk in fire and stay cool. If you're going to be like Daniel, you got to learn how to stay, you got to go in the line then and come out with a smile on your face. Because as long as it's making you have attitudes and making you shift and making you depressed and making you give up on God and you're mad and you focus on one person, and God said focus on your destiny, which is worldwide, but you done centered your whole destiny down to one person. You ain't ready until you can outgrow what bothers you. Then that's when you will be ready for the rise of the righteous. And God's trying to tell you, amen, it's imperative in this season that you understand that it's a wrap, even with you. It's time for you to wrap up some of that immaturity. It's time for you to wrap up some of that food. It's time for you to wrap up being mad about stupid, illiterate stuff, trying to have a mega mind. It's time for you, if you're going to have a mega mind, you got to get rid of mediocre thinking and quit letting little bitty stuff have you off track. It ain't even as important as you make it. It's important because you have not come up in your mind like you should. And God said, if I'm going to use you to be great, and I'm going to do this quick work through you, I need you to change some stuff in you quick. I need to change some stuff in you in a hurry. Quit being offended by everything. Quit being mad about everything. That's not going to change it. It's keeping you the same, and I can't never change your environment because you won't change. If you want to see me change you, change your environment, I got to change you. Take it. And learn how to rise above it because you are eagle. And on this afternoon, I want somebody to understand that it is a wrap. Either you will or you won't. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. It's time for you to make a choice of what I'm going to do. And make what, hey man, and figure out within yourself what's more important. Focusing on something that ain't important or focusing on the vision that God gave to you that's worldwide. Anything other than that, quit crying about it. Quit being upset about it. It ain't as important as you making it. But you ain't got nothing more than that going on in your world, so you done made that your world. Made your world bigger than that. Being distracted by foolishness, you got a master kingdom plan inside of you. And you are losing ground looking at something down when God trying to take you up. So this afternoon, just be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, the Holy Spirit trying to tell you it's a wrap. Get ready for a change. He's ready to do it in your life. It's a wrap. I made up my mind to do it. Now you must comply and you must do the things that cooperate with the Spirit of God in bringing your greatness and your destiny to this finality. I thank you for listening in on this afternoon. And, man of God, I don't know if we have any listeners or on the phone. We have anybody that want to ask questions or want to share on this afternoon, but the phone line's open.
Amen, amen, Prophet. At this time, we don't have any callers that are wanting to call in or wanting to speak. They're all just basically listening. So we just thank God that you, God is really using you, and we just thank God for the message today.
Well, man of God, we appreciate you. We thank you, and thank you all for listening in. I want you to be encouraged just on this afternoon. And all of those who are listening to this broadcast, even on a later date, a later time, no matter when you listen to it, in the supernatural, it's going to be as fresh as it is on this Thursday afternoon. God said it's a wrap as it relates to you being promoted in your life. And we want to thank you again for joining in to the Labor So Hard Ministry. And if you're not saved on this afternoon, you're listening, you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, I just want you to repeat out to me, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I repent of all my wrong coming to my heart. Use me for your will and your glory. Birth the predestined plan that you have for my life out of me. And God, I repent and I receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And I want him to use me. And I want him to be Lord of my life. And I receive him now by faith. If you pray that prayer, you believe that by faith, you are more than saved. You are absolutely a son or a daughter of the kingdom. Be encouraged on these, during these seasons of where God is. We're about to see shift happen in America like never before. Be encouraged as you're about to see things happening in cities and towns that you cannot have, amen, and that if you're not ready, you won't even be able to handle the things that are going to take place. God needs us to rise up in our mind, because sometimes we're too easy to be depressed to be eagles. Holy Spirit wants us to come up and learn that the joy of the Lord is your strength in spite of whatever you're facing. God got you. God got you. It ain't nothing worth dying over. It ain't nothing worth committing suicide over. It ain't nothing worth giving up on life over. God got you. You are important. There is hope for your future. And there is a vision and a reason that you were born and you exist. You are not just an individual holding up space in the world. No, 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 no. God has a purpose for you. You're not just put here for pain. There's going to be some pleasure and love and joy and happiness that's going to come in your life, and it's not going to end. Yeah, it's not going to always be up today, down tomorrow. You stay with God long enough, there come a season of rest where things become perpetual for you. You actually can begin to see that living for God paid off. I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We're living in some of the darkest times of our world, but it's the brightest time for the Christians. It's the brightest time for God's sons and daughters, because we are that light up on the hill. And it don't matter who don't want to receive the Christ in us. God gonna make his presence known. He's gonna make his name renowned. He's about to take back over what belonged to him, and this world is his. And he's about to show man that nobody outranks Jehovah. I'm the creator of this thing, and I'm about to take back position of it. And so you're in good hands with God. He can't fail you. He'll never fail you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Jesus is there for you, and he's holding you up, and he's strengthening you. Don't you know some of the stuff you've gone through, if Jesus hadn't been holding you, you wouldn't have made it? Don't you think it was just you luckily got by and got over? Jesus was there, perfect. He was a present help in the time of trouble. And he is there to help you in spite of what you're going through. But we got to go inside of ourselves and deal with the internal stuff that's wrong with us, acknowledge it, repent, and start making some changes. Because you can't get mad at God if you don't proceed and do the things that you need to do in order to advance to the next level that you are expecting. It's not about the prophecy. It's not about what God has said. Some things come down to what are you going to do. And this is Prophet Dale Hobson on this afternoon telling you to be encouraged. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. And I want to also encourage you to join us on Monday nights. We Prophet myself and Apostle John Caston. We do prayer. We are doing a great prayer every Monday night, 7:30 Central Standard Time. And I want you to join in. All you got to do is go on my Facebook page, and you will see the information there. And we're just appreciative you call in and connect with us. We're excited to connect with you, and we are appreciative that for all of the great things that God has been doing through that prayer line. We got amazing anointed vessels that are connected with us. Apostle John Caston doing a powerful job, amen. And we also want to thank God for this man of God, Pastor Hesley, who has another powerful prayer line. He comes on every day at 6 a.m. And I'll let him share that information with you and give you all of the details needed in order for you to share. But, hey, where God is making connections available, take advantage of the connections, because that very connection could be the very thing that he uses to steer your life to your greatness. Go ahead, a man of God, and share with them the information concerning your prayer line.
Amen, amen. First, I want to tell you, Prophet, that, man, I feel the fire of God all over me right now. That was a very anointed message. I thank God for using you the way he does. I just thank God because I know that season is now for the believer. And, yeah, we are very excited for the prayer line, the Monday night prayer line at 7:30. It's called Prayer Uniting the World. And I have the access numbers and numbers you can call to join the 7:30 prayer line on Monday nights. The number is 605-562-0020. Again, that phone number is 605-562-0020. And the access code number is 707-303047. And then you press the pound sign. I'll give you that access code number again. That's 707-303047 and pound. And if you want to join us every morning at 6 a.m. for prayer, we are praying all over the country at 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun rises. We just know that it's good to give God his glory before the sun comes up. And we just thank God for the many people around the country that are praying with us. The number for that prayer line is 605-562-0020. Again, that's the same number, 605-562-0020. And then you have to enter the access code 835-660-233, and then the pound. Again, the access code is 835-660-233, and the pound sign.
Well, we thank you again, Pastor Hesley, for that information. I also want you to be on the lookout for Pastor John Kastner, who filled in for us on last week. He and his wife did an amazing job. He always does an amazing job, amen, as he sometimes fills in for me on the broadcast when I can't make it in. But he got a new show coming out real soon, he and his wife, February the 14th. Pastor, give him a little information about that new show that's coming out on February the 14th.
Oh, well, praise God. We're excited right now. The new KBLS Kingdom Bless program is going to be Love Moments with Apostle John Caston and his lovely wife, Lisa Caston. We're very excited about it. It starts, again, Saturday, February 14th at 10 a.m. You'll see all the information on Facebook and to come on and join the show. You will have links there for you to do that. And so we're just blessed to be doing it. It's a new show. And also I got a sports show I didn't get a chance to tell you about. It's KBLS Sports Talk. We're doing that on Monday nights as well. Well, that's what we're doing here at KBLS.
Well, you all heard it. Amen. We've got a lot of great, amazing things that's going to be coming up in the new year. We're going to be doing a lot of new things and a lot of new shows. And Pastor Hesley is being used by the Holy Spirit to help birth destinies and purpose. And, hey, you got an idea. You got a desire. You got something that you think that the Lord has put inside your spirit. Hey, there's many ways to get in touch with us. We will give you more information on how you can get involved with your vision and your dream. name, because it's important that we get the vision out there. Don't matter who God using. Hey, amen. We all are important in these last days. Hey, I want to thank you again. This is Prophet Dale Hobson coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. This is the Labor for Soul Harvest broadcast, and I am thankful once again that you joined in with us. Hey, we look for you every Thursday afternoon, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and we are excited about what God is about to do in the new season, and we look forward to hearing from you on Facebook. Amen. Let us know you're listening to the show. Let us know that we've been a blessing to you. And until next time, God keep you, and remember, it's a wrap. God getting ready to do stuff big in your life.